Thank you for calling R-Star Fiverr. My name is Franny. May I ask where I have the pleasure to speak with?
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name, dear.
Oh, it's okay. My name is Frangmi. It's F as in Frank, Ranmi.
Oh, Frammy. Okay, I'm sorry. I couldn't
Yes.
hear the. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I just want to make sure
No
I'm
worries.
what
You're
you said.
fine.
I've spoken to your colleague CJ on a number of occasions, and I'm finally, I think, ready, Frammy, to make the plunge with
Perfect.
Archer. And you know, and your boss Matt lives right around the corner from me. He dropped the card off like 6 months ago, so I'm kind of late. But I've been doing my research because I'm a Spectrum customer, of course, Frommy. And you know, I have just have some concerns with some things. But I got my recent bill, and it's completely insane because I'm paying $212.48 a month, average 205, 206 a month. For literally just 100 channels, okay, no add-ons, the internet and the phone. So it's kind of insane. So I already know I can get YouTube for $72 to give me more channels than I'm getting from these bozos. Because my right, and then the phone too. This is the question. You offer the phone with the internet. Now with the bozos at Spectrum, I got a break. It was normally $29 a month, but they gave it to me for $22 because I had the package of the internet. So I noticed with the most recent solicitation, which was extended to the 15th of this month, okay, when I spoke to CJ, oh goodness, a couple of weeks ago, I had looked at a plan where I would get the 2 year internet with the offer. And then with direct with an auto pay, get the rate that's being advertised. But I also wanted to add on the phone. Now the question I have, which is if you add the phone with the internet on your end, it's actually cheaper by $14 and change, or $15 on Spectrum's end. And then when I add this the YouTube, I'm looking at $40 to $55 a month in savings. So the reason I bring this up is with the phone. Is that eligible for the 2 year rate guarantee, or is that going to be separate? And would I get hit with an increase, okay, after a year?
No, so actually, yes, I've been more happy to help you today. So $24.99 is for the phone, and that is that it's the package with the internet. Also, that price will not change for 2 years. So this
Okay.
is yes, the internet plus the $24.99, and then that will be the price for 2 years. No taxes added. No. And all the fees added.
Right.
Yeah, so are you looking for the 1 gig or the 2 gig
I'm
package for
looking
the
for just
internet?
the basic 1 gig, which was what, $69.99 a month, I think.
Correct. That is $69.99 plus the $24.99. You're looking for $94.98 monthly for 2 years, for the next 2 years.
Cool. Okay, 2 years. And then I had those bows. Because, see, my mother, I take care of my mother, who's 90 years old. She lives with me. She's not well. And this was a real issue for me to switch because she has certain favorite TV shows, you see. Like, for
Yes.
instance, she likes to go back and forth between CNN, News Nation, and Fox, and then scream at Fox accordingly. She's too much. God love her. So, and then there's also special shows on Channel 7. So you can't disrupt that to a 90-year-old. Do you understand, Frommy?
I
Do you
completely
realize the pressure that I'm under, Frommy? Do you understand, dear, the pressure that I'm under? Do you understand?
I completely understand. We just, unfortunately, last year, we just lost my husband's 90-year-old grandmother, and I completely understand you when they know what they
Did she live
want.
with you? Did you take care
They
of her?
did not, no, they did not live with us. She did not live with us, but we visited her often. She visited us as well. But
God
I
bless.
can understand when she, when they know what they want and they used to what they used to, it's hard to take it away
It's a
from
pain.
them.
It's a pain in the tuchus because between you and me, it's too much stress. I'm 60. I just turned Medicare eligible. Okay, and she's too much because between you and me, I do everything for her. except for get her dressed and feed her, God bless her, because she's, you know, so ill. But the fact is that when I do a laundry, if I drop in a dark piece with that white laundry, oh, dear God in heaven. It's as if, and yesterday I went to the store and I had to get her something, and it was the same brand, but it was a different kind of kind, and she went ballistic. I could hear her mumbling to herself, and I said, what the hell's the matter with you? I said, gee. So in any event, pray for me, okay? And if you're dealing with this, I would pray. But you know what? I mean it sincerely. It's still a blessing. I mean, you know, you complain about it, but to have them in your life for that long is a blessing.
It is a blessing. Yes, enjoy her.
Yeah, exactly. Give back to her. I mean, she put up with me for 65 years. So seriously, 94, 99 would be the 2 year for the internet and phone respectively. Okay,
yes.
That right out of the box saves me, let's see here, 88 plus 94. Oh, my goodness. So that's right out of the box. That's saving me $15, $20 because the internet with Spectrum is $94.99 alone.
Wow.
And then you tack on, $22.99 for the phone. So now you're up to $117. So you're saving me right out of the box. What, $23, right?
$23, yes. You said $212 was your package right now with them.
$212, but the internet from me is $94.99 to Spectrum. Those dirty rats. Mm-hmm. And then the voice telephone is $22.99. So that's you do the math. That's $117.
Mm-hmm.
And minus 94, so that's what? That's 20, is that $23, $22
savings? 94 is $23.98.
$23.98 saved. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's do that. Now, the only thing that I was able to get from your buddy CJ was because I'm old and I'm not technologically with it, okay, I was going to, when I make the switch to YouTube, I was going to coordinate it on the day when you have your tech come over to install. And then that way I could finagle my way, because I have a Fire Stick that we use for our apps, okay, from the Spectrum streaming, though, for Netflix. And I noticed last night that YouTube is an app.
Mm-hmm.
So all I would need would be assistance from your tech person to help me load or whatever.
Download the app.
Exactly, and then I would have to, obviously, I would no longer be able to use the Spectrum remote control. I'd have to use my Fire Stick, which I think I'm correct. But would that be possible if the techie could make sure and assist that I am now in YouTube and the app is functioning via the streaming?
Yes, I will put that in the notes. You know, they can take a few minutes. It shouldn't take more than 5 minutes to download the app and make sure that you are connected to it.
Really, that would help me tremendously for me. Then I won't send myself on fire. Do you understand?
No.
I told CJ, I'll flip the techie a couple of bucks, or I'll make him or her a cup of tea. Okay.
No
what
worries.
Do you think of that? But no, seriously. I mean, the monies that are saving, and then it took me all this time to make the plunge because I'm concerned about my mom's TV taste. That I could care less about. And then I was interested in going to Sling, but I see that Sling, the biggest complaint about Sling is the customer service. You can't get anyone to help you when you have a problem, where
correct.
I would think that if YouTube you have a problem, it's going to be a heck of a lot easier to deal with. And you people, I noticed on a final note, when I called in, you have a separate line for tech support, correct?
We do.
So if the dummy you're talking to or the dummy's mother has a problem, then the dummies would call you folks and you could be able to walk it over like Spectrum over the phone, or if you would have to, you could send a tech over. Are you able to be able to work things over the phone? Troubleshoot?
So yes, we will be able to, especially if you use our own routers, we'll be able to see, you know, what's going on and walk you through it. If there's something that we can't fix from from here, then we'll schedule a tech to come over in the next spot available and help you fix whatever it needs to be fixing.
So my cable for access is up in a bedroom. So that's where I have my existing router and the modem for my internet and Wi-Fi. The TV is downstairs on a line. So there's one upstairs in that bedroom. So I would think that's where they would install their, you provide the router. Is that included with it, with this, you know, the equipment or this, or is that separate? Is that a separate charge?
No, all the equipment is included in the package. There's not a separate charge. We provide you with a free whole home Wi-Fi and the router and the motor. Everything comes in. It's one package. You don't pay for anything extra.
Cool. You're right. And I'm a dodo because I'm looking at it right here. You get the local service. You get equipment included, free whole home Wi-Fi, unlimited data, 30-day money-back guarantee. And it's regularly $99, but you're getting it for the introductory rate at $69.99, correct?
Correct. Yes. And then when the techs get there, they will find the way to best where. If you would like to keep the router in your room, where it's located now, they'll bring it there. They usually recommend to put it, where it's more centrally located in the home, so it can spread the speed all throughout the house equally.
So yeah, so basically, then it would either be downstairs near the TV, where the one main line comes in from my Spectrum box. Mm-hmm. Or it would be upstairs. Either way, I have no problems with my Wi-Fi currently.
Okay. You shouldn't have any issues with ours either. But the techs would, with you, you know, we'll walk you through it and what would be the best way to.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Bring
in other words,
in the house.
When they get here, they'll navigate through and they'll identify where they think the most suitable location is. Okay, accordingly,
correct.
And then go from there. All right, so then why don't we do this then? Let me, what do I have to do? Get my name, information, everything else
yes.
like that?
Yeah, so let's start with your, so you're chatting up today with me, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So let me pull up your address so we can start. What is your address?
You got to give CJ credit though, because CJ walked me through other phone calls, and I told her I'd get back. Will you kids
yes.
get something for this? You do?
No, no, we don't get.
We just get a thank you from Matt and a paycheck?
Correct. I mean, we're doing our job, but no, we don't. Is that
you're not like commission salespeople?
No commission, no. But I will let CJ know she's out until I believe Monday. But I will let her know as soon as she
you
gets
tell
back.
That nice
that
young
we
lady. You tell that nice young lady. She was so sweet to me. This old man. Explaining everything so thoroughly two times, and I told
yes.
her I would get back to her and give her the pleasure of enrolling me, but now you have that from me, so
yes.
My name is Shane, last name is Gallo. I'm at 124 Andrew Street, Kingston.
Andrew. Okay, that's 12401. Let's take that.
Yep.
124
Andrew Street's right around the corner from where Gillis lives, or he used to live.
From Gillis. Yes. Andrew Street, right here. Perfect home. This.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going for the 1 gig package.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you are going for the phone as well.
Mm-hmm.
The landline, would you like to give it? And you are keeping your current phone number?
Yes, please.
Okay, perfect. If you can provide me that phone number, please.
845-331-1605.
Perfect. I'm going to repeat it back to you. I have 845-331-1605.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Would you need any telephone jacks to be installed in your location?
No. We right now have it's all set up. She's, we're fine. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And no additional line. Would you require any additional line or just this the one that ending signal 5?
No, just that one. Now, you know, going back to the phone, the way it is with Spectrum, I think with you people too, there's a our main unit is attached to their router, to their box, okay, that I have. So we're, you know what I'm talking about? So there's a cord that goes to our phone answering machine, which is a carry-all. She can go anywhere in the house with it. And because we have one of the units down next to her downstairs in her little control room near the TV, and then we have the other one up in that bedroom where it is connected to the Spectrum for the Wi-Fi, you know, the router, et cetera. And it's just a cord that connects it. Is that the same thing?
You're talking about the jack?
Yes.
The jack
is within the router box, and all they do is insert a cord to it, and that connects to the phone, to our phone, our little phone pad that has the phone in it.
Okay. And I have to clarify, I need to ask that question, because if you're going to need a jack, like if you don't keep that jack, you wouldn't, because you need to obviously give them all their equipment.
There's a jack from the old rotary dial phone that's in the dining room. It's there, okay? It's an old, the wires, you know, the old wires with the little thing. That's there from the old days. From the original rotary phone, dial phone.
Do you know if that's still working, or if that's not the location that you would like to?
That's
have
not phone? No. Let's see, as I said, the location right now is in that bedroom with the Spectrum equipment that provides, you know, the internet and everything else, the modem and the router box itself. It's a small little box that has the phone thing in it, the Wi-Fi, and the internet, all the other services that you get out of that one box. And then there's little cords that would be attached to the phone, okay, and then to the cable line. And then my computer, of course, I get Wi-Fi. I have the Wi-Fi that I get.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because If we need to install a brand new jack from, you know, if Spectrum taking all their equipment, and because usually
they
the jack is on the wall and is yours usually, but if we have to install a brand new jack, then they have a fee for each jack that they install, a one-time fee.
How much is the fee?
I believe it's $49.99. I can double check.
Yeah.
Mhm. Let me just.
So yeah, I mean the downstairs in the dining room, it was in the kitchen, mm-hmm. and it's a small little plastic. It looks like a big matchbook. Okay, and then the wires are connected to that. Okay, mm-hmm. and it goes from the kitchen into the dining room, and that was what the old phone was hooked up to before we got Spectrum, which then now comes out of their equipment and then is connected to, as I said, a main phone upstairs with a line.
Okay.
But the jack originally, he'll be able to see it, or she'll be able to see it, the techie, in the dining room.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if we can use the 6-inch jack, it's free. We don't have to. But if we do need to install a new jack, it's a one-time fee of $49.99.
Okay, new jack mm-hmm. would be $49.99 or free if can use existing.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Got to deal with it. I mean, if I want rates for 2 years, you're already cheaper. I got to do what I got to do if that's the way it's got to go. Okay. And then what would they do? They would install a jack either where it was meaning the old jack, if it's not suitable, okay, they would put it that way, because that's the way apparently it was set up by Verizon, New York Tel, 60 years ago.
Wow.
Literally.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a, I mean, yeah, that is up to the tech's decision when he gets there. What's the best way if you don't want it where it was, you know, originally located? He can they can put it.
Well, yeah, but remember, buddy, what you're telling me, Frommy, is that where it's originally located was through Spectrum equipment, and they're going to be taking that out. So, which came out of their Spectrum line. So their cable line was attached to one of their boxes, you know, their router, their modems. Mm-hmm. And then that box had the different apps. It had the phone, it had the Wi-Fi, internet, et cetera. And then there was a cable that ran from that box in that room upstairs to the main phone unit, which is the main phone unit, you know, which has the voicemail in it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
So I don't know if they could. It sounds like they're going to have to. If in other words, what I'm trying to say, not to confuse you or me more, if Archer doesn't have a box that has the phone out of it, it sounds like it's a separate jack, which either is there and not being used, or you're telling me they're going to have to install one, okay, accordingly, where the old one was. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Okay, all right, so let's see, what else? So I just need to confirm the address of service will be 124 Andrew Street in Kingston, New York, zip code 12401. Mm-hmm. And do you own or rent this property?
Owner.
Okay, perfect. It's less hassle when it's the owner. That's the way we don't need to contact landlords or anything like that.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Not nowadays.
Yes, and... how is your current utility wire fit into your home? Is it through air or on the ground?
Oh, my utilities?
Yes.
Central Hudson? Oh, it's air, wires.
Air, sure. Okay, perfect. So that is something else. You know, before the day before or so, before your installation, they should, Archstar Fiber should be around your property, just to figure out the best way to bring the fiber into your home. If most of the utilities are coming through air, most likely that's how we're going to come in through, or they will let you know if they have to do it on the ground. But they will, you know, talk to you and figure it out what's the best way to bring it in.
No, you know what? I know it will be on the air, dear, because my neighborhood was on Andrew Street here was one of the first neighborhoods that you folks put in the fiber, and the utility poles across the street were all rewired with new cable from your tech people, from your field crew.
Perfect.
So, yeah, and see, so across the street, the pole is what has a wire connecting to my house, which then provides us with our utilities, our electricity. And right now, currently, the Spectrum feed comes from across the street. So we're all above ground on the poles, as I said, across the street here on Andrew Street.
Perfect. Okay. So that's how it should, the fiber should be coming in then. Mm-hmm. And is your billing address different from your service address?
No, same as the service address.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And this is going to be under your name. First name is Shane, S-H-A-N-E.
S-H-A-Y-N-E.
Why?
Why? Because there's a Y there. V-A-L-L-O.
N-E. Okay, perfect. And I'm sorry, what was the last name again?
Gallo. G-A-L-L-O.
Oh, okay. It reminds me, I don't know if you like the Yankees, but it reminds me of the baseball player that used to play for the Yankees, I believe it was last year, Gallo.
Oh, there was a Gallo play for the Yankees? I didn't know.
That was, I believe so. My husband and my kids are into baseball.
I know. My son loves baseball, too. My mom, too, through my son. He loves the Yankees.
Yeah.
So I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, they had a Gallo, I believe it was last year, and then he was traded to another team.
No, real Altevs, you know, I ain't got none of the money. And secondly, too, I'm no related to the Gallo wine. If you ever heard of Gallo wines,
I don't even know. I haven't, no. Anymore.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, Gallo wine from California. Yeah.
All right. All right, Mr. Gallo. And what is your email address?
Shane, Shayne, Gallo, Gallo, 59@gmail.com.
Gmail.com. That was 59?
Yeah, Shane Gallo, 59@ mm-hmm. Gmail. So after my name, all one line, 59@gmail.
Okay, perfect. And the best contact phone number for you?
845-706-1305. That's my cell.
Okay, perfect. I have 845-706-1305.
Yes.
Perfect. And how may we contact you? Through phone, email, or text?
You mean contacts to me about services or anything else like that?
Yes. And yes. What's the best way to contact you?
I would say probably phone.
Phone.
And then you could say, all three could be used, but I would say phone probably would be the first.
Okay, perfect. Do you agree to receive phone calls, which may be automatic and or pre-recorded from Archtab and its agent or vendors at to your phone number, the one that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not conditioned to purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. We're going to keep going. So as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. Sure. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but by doing so, it will automatically require a $50 deposit. Would you like to do the credit check?
Sure, or... go ahead.
Okay, perfect. Let me just open this other screen, and I just need to plug in some information, some of your information in here. We have 124 Andrew Street. Kingston. Okay, and one last piece of information that they require is if you can please provide me your social security number.
072-56-1539.
Thank you, sir. One moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. Let me get this report copied here.
Well, it should be all right.
Okay. So, yes, everything came out great. Thank you so much. And this is, so if you are going to do auto pay and paperless billing with your ACH account, this is where I'll be entering your information if you have your account with you.
Sure. You mean my bank account?
Correct. We'll start with your routing number.
I was going to say you need a check and a routing number. Let me make sure. Where the hell was that?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here, kiddo. Here we go. Routing number. It's at Rondell. First of all, it's at Rondell Savings Bank here in Kingston.
Okay.
R-O-N-D-O-U-T Savings Bank here on Broadway in their uptown. And the routing number is 221-971-086.
All right. And, okay, I have 221-971-086.
Yes.
Perfect. And I'm ready for the account number.
060-107-5497.
Perfect. Thank you. And this account is under your name, Shane Gallo. Perfect. And do you do authorize RStar Fiber to monthly withdraw the payment from this account?
For the deal, of course I do, promise.
Okay, perfect. So I just said, well, let me advise you that. That's great.
For the deal.
Yes, it is a great deal, and I'm glad that you're taking advantage of it. The first payment will come out on the day of installation, and then the next month is going to be withdrawn on the first on the same day. Mr. Gallo, you still with me? Hello? Hello? Mr. Gallo, you still with me? Hello, Mr. Gallo?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? Hello? Mr. Gallo? Hello, sir? Mr. Gallo, you still with me? Hello? Hello? Mr. Gallo, you still with me?